Chapter 6.1 Section Summary.
Peace between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians was broken by King Philip's War in 1675. King Philip was the English colonist's name for Metacomet, chief of the Wampanoag. Metacomet disliked the English, who took too much land and treated their Indian neighbors poorly. The English colonists had some American Indian trading partners. English colonists exchanged tools and weapons for furs with the Indians of the Iroquois League. The colonial militia, civilians serving as soldiers, was helped by its Indian allies. When the war finally ended in 1676, around 600 colonists and 3,000 Indians were dead. Beginning in the late 1600s, England, France, and Spain fought to become the dominant European power in America and elsewhere around the world. The first of these conflicts was known in the colonies as King William's War, which lasted from 1689 to 1697. In Queen Anne's War, which began in 1702, the English fought France and Spain in America. As a result of this war, England won lands in Canada. Both England and France were interested in the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes region. The French had built forts in the Ohio Valley to protect their fur trade. The English were interested in the same region because they wanted access to the fur trade and room for their colonies to expand. This soon led to fighting between the English and French, which resulted in the French and Indian War. The English had many advantages, but the French had strong leadership. To help the English colonies organize under one leader to fight the French, Benjamin Franklin proposed the Albany Plan of Union. The English colonists, however, rejected this plan. George Washington led the militia in the war. Washington had his troops build a small fort called Fort Necessity. The first battle occurred at this fort, and Washington's troops suffered many casualties. Casualties are people who are killed, wounded, captured, or missing in a war. The turning point of the war came when England captured Quebec, the capital of French Canada. The war ended with the Treaty of Paris in 1763. In this treaty, England gained control of Canada, all French lands east of the Mississippi River, and Spanish Florida.